10 to 1, episode 190.
2025 preview, The Beatles, Bugs Bunny, and Botticelli.
Nope, paintings.
Not paintings. Welcome to 10 to 1, a podcast where we make somewhere in between 10 and 1 podcast episodes a year.
And we're going to look at Botticelli's painting.
I'm Brian Kozer.
I'm Melissa Kozer.
And yes, now that it's May, it seems like a good time for our beginning of the year preview. What are we going to be podcasting about this year? And so we've got three different kind of long-term episodes that we're planning.
We're letting you know so that you can come along with us for the ride.
That's right. So let's start at the top.
Bugs Bunny.
Sure. We'll start with Bugs Bunny. So we're going to watch a bunch of Looney Tunes in preparation for a top 10 Looney Tunes episode. So we've started watching those with the girls already. And not in any way a completionist sort of thing, because there are
many.
Well, that doesn't bother me so much as there being, I don't know, thousands,
yeah.
I think. So what we have is the Looney Tunes Platinum Collection, I think it's called. It's the only Blu-rays that you can get from Warner Brothers. And what's the other one called? What's the one we just got?
Oh, I don't know. It's your money and not mine.
It's not the gold collection. Is that what it is? There's also a gold collection. It is not coming up on my searches.
He got the only one. Maybe it was a pirated version.
It's not. It's not. But maybe I... Did I buy it from somewhere else? Just searching my email. The Looney Tunes Show Golden Collection. I bought it off eBay. That's why it wasn't coming up in my search at first. The Looney Tunes Show Golden Collection. So, and there's some overlap on those, but we're going to just watch through both of those sets. I think that's hundreds.
That'll be plenty. Yeah.
We're certainly going to hit the highlights. I think that'll be great. I don't think there will be any favorites from our childhood missing from those. So that's the plan. We're going to watch through those. And I don't know. We have a few hundred. They're short, 5 minutes-ish each. So we could watch a bunch at once. I think we sat down and watched maybe four the other day, but we're not super consistent on that. We don't have like a scheduled television time, so who knows when this is going to be. Probably not this year. It'll be next year at some point.
If we ever have a scheduled TV time, it's Sunday afternoons. So you figure four or five.
If we ever have a scheduled
once
time,
once a week,
it's at this time that we don't have it scheduled. But yeah, we tend to, if we're going to watch television with the kids, that. You were right. I see what you're saying. So that's Bugs Bunny, the Looney Tunes. First B. Second B, the Beatles. There's a Beatles month coming. We've done Lost Month. We've done...
Doctor Who.
We did a Doctor Who month. Anything else?
It kind of seems like maybe we did, but I don't remember.
Well, we've talked about doing...
You super fans of the podcast out there, let us know.
Yeah, we've talked about doing a Discworld month, but we've never done it.
We need to.
Yeah, well, my rereading, re-listening in order is a slow project. Maybe next year I'll get back to doing a bunch of those. Let's see. I think that might be it for months, though. But we're going to do a Beatles month, so... We're going to do our favorite Beatles songs. I'm going to play the rest of the albums for you. I've listened through, so there's a bunch of, we'll save it for the episode, but I'm a Beatles fan from way back. You are not.
I'm a convert. I don't love everything that they do, but
sure. Sure. So I'm having you listen to some. I am listening to some of their songs for the first time. And we're going to do you and me top 10 Beatles songs. I'm going to have my friend Chris, who's also a Beatles fan. We're going to rank the albums. So slightly different there because again, we'll talk about this when we get there, but a lot of what they did, which is interesting, was they put songs in a certain order that they then kind of had the album as the work with the songs as like parts of it.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So
they didn't just slap a bunch of songs together and say, here.
Right.
Put some thought into it.
Right. So we're going to do that. Have him on for the first time. I'm attempting to find my friend from high school that got me into the Beatles and do a catch up with him. I've not spoken to him. I've probably spoken to him once since we've graduated from college. So we'll see if I can get him. If not, might have to find something else for the fourth episode.
What was the third episode?
I'm going to make you watch more Beatles films.
Oh. Okay.
So We've watched one. We've watched...
A Hard Day's Night.
A Hard Day's Night. They made a couple others. They made Help, which is not
one
as good.
One of my favorite songs.
But does have some good music. Yep. It's from that album and that era. So some good music. The movie itself... I think it's been high school since I've seen it. I think they tried to put more of a story and
charm. Better when they're a little just left to be goofy.
Right. Hard Day's Night is not a real plot driven story, and that worked better. But we'll watch that. We'll watch Yellow Submarine, which is the animated movie they made. So you got to see that.
I hope all of you heard my sigh, my very deep sigh.
Let's see. We might have to watch the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which does not feature the Beatles. It's the Bee Gees singing Beatles songs. So I want to watch that. Let's see. That would be four. There's a George Harrison documentary I want to see. There's there's a Peter Jackson documentary that came out a couple years ago.
Oh my word, Brian. This might be a little bit of overkill.
You might not necessarily watch all these with me, but you're going to watch some of these with me. There's an older documentary that was filmed right as they were breaking up. Let's see. There's a just kind of like a documentary series called The Beatles Anthology. That one is several hours long, so I probably won't make you watch that.
Please
one.
Please don't.
If you're not interested. That's eight. We need two more to make it a top 10 list. So... We might need some help from the listeners.
Two of them twice.
I'll find something. There's either another, we could do like the, I think they did a Magical Mystery Tour. I think it was basically a series of music videos, and that one's supposed to be pretty boring. So that could be number nine. And the listeners, help us out. We need a number 10. We need number 10, something Beatles themed.
I don't know that we need it, guys.
It's not going to be that.
We could just like
that Beatles
find a
movie they did a few years ago.
About Beatles.
Yesterday,
like
was it?
Actual bug Beatles, insects.
Yes, that's a possibility. What Beatles the Bug movies are you aware of?
Well, there's A Bug's Life.
Ah, well, of course. Why didn't I think of that? So we'll watch A Bug's Life for the 10th, unless the listeners can give us a better one to slide in there. There's got to be something better. Now, maybe we'll do the... There was a parody of the Beatles called the... Oh, man. What was it called?
The Weedles or something?
Something like that. Beatles parody movie. It's called All You Need Is Cash.
Instead of All You Need Is Love.
Yes. Instead of the Beatles, it's the Rootles. And it has two of the Monty Python members are in it, as well as Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi from Saturday Night Live, and other things.
Sounds like this is your kind of movie.
It's also probably not really good, but we might need that for a number 10 unless the listeners can come through for us. So that's our second B. Third B, go ahead one last time.
No. We'll just stick with, we're going to look at great art.
Yeah.
Botticelli's, what is it? Birth of Aphrodite? Birth of Venus?
Yeah, Birth of Venus.
Yeah. Well,
which was just referenced
one of them.
In Mythos that I was listening to as I was jogging.
Yep. I just listened to that last month too, and that's what made me think of it.
Yep, but it's not Botticelli specifically. Yeah, we're going to find our favorite paintings. Mm-hmm. I've got a list
I've made through the years. Going to bring some culture to you.
We'll look at some famous ones. And I think we'll probably just like throw these up on the TV.
Yeah.
Observe it.
Yeah.
And I think that'll
give
be fun
a
episode.
Thumbs up or a thumbs down?
No. We're not judging.
I'm going to be rating it.
No. We're not judging. We're finding our favorites.
Now, are we taking from a certain style? Time period? So we're going to have
favorite paintings.
Even Picasso in there too, or
I mean, I feel like we should at least We should probably find like a most famous paintings list. Maybe like a 50 famous paintings, maybe.
Okay. There we go. I could do that.
We'll do that plus ones that I've made a list of over
the
years of I like that one.
The nightmare that the nerd writer has. Or what? What's that one with the severed horse head and the demon sitting on
I think that one is
chest?
Called Nightmare. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And any you want to throw in there, we'll throw that in. And maybe we'll probably post the full list of everything we looked at.
Yeah.
When we get to the episode. But if you have any favorite paintings, you want to make sure that we take a gander at.
Culturess.
Send those in. Anything else? I think that's it for this preview. I promised a 15-minute episode, and
did we do it?
We did it.
All right.
I mean, we're not done, but
hit that music.
In theory, I'm Brian.
I'm Melissa.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe we can paint the town red. Afterwards.
Maybe I shouldn't have pushed so hard for bees.